Hey, we got Todd from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming on the horn. Todd, thanks for your time today.
No problem.
Want to check in with you, see what you're hearing from customers. And also, I know you got to do a little bit of hunting, I believe you said Houghton County?
Yes, about a mile off the Lake Superior shoreline, so I'm up there a ways.
Pretty rugged country where you're at, huh?
Very beautiful, but yeah, there's some hard to get to places.
So let's talk about what you're seeing in general, you know, and your general take in Houghton County where you're hunting so far. What'd you guys see? What have you taken so far at your deer camp and whatnot?
We took a forkhorn and a spike. Those were younger hunters, both 15-year-old hunters. And my father-in-law passed up a really nice six yesterday morning, trying to save it for another one of his grandchildren. And does, more does than we've seen. He had 10 does in front of him the other night, which for where we're at up there is a number that we've never had in front of us at one time.
Wow.
So we could actually confirm that it was 10 different deer, you know what I mean?
Right. That's fantastic, yeah.
Very optimistic if we can have a winter that cooperates and the predator numbers are stayed down or whatever's going on. We're really looking forward to, the next couple of years should be pretty interesting.
And I heard you had a bald eagle.
We did. Instead of the usual coyotes or whatever on the gut pile the next day, we came around the corner and there was a bald eagle on the gut pile in broad daylight.
Wow.
Very awesome.
Pretty cool to see, huh?
It's incredible. You really don't have an appreciation for how large those birds are until you can be, that close to one of them.
Well, are you hearing anything from any customers coming in?
A little bit. I just had a young gentleman in picking up a wall plaque for his first ever deer.
Nice.
So he was pretty excited and starting to get a few positive stories from people doing okay. So hopefully we'll get some more of those.
Well, we'll check in with you after this holiday and just kind of see how the season wraps up here after the end of the month. So I would like to get you to transfer me down to Miss Sarah. I heard she got a nice buck.
She absolutely did, her first buck ever. So I'd be more than happy to send you down so you can have a conversation.
I appreciate that. Todd at Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. And we'll continue here with Sarah Pizziola and talk about her first buck ever later this hour. Our next outdoor report, so stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.